Bismillah, Suratul Qadr, speaking about Laylatul Qadr, why it's important, and why it's special. And this, or the Qur'an, the revelation began in the most blessed of months, and that was Ramadan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, the month of Ramadan in which the Qur'an was revealed. And of the nights of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal chose the most blessed of these nights, and that is the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, that we, verily we revealed it in Laylatul Qadr. And this event was an enormous monumental event, because this is the beginning of the revelation, the final revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That night when Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And many times we don't realize how monumental that night was, and that event was of the beginning of revelation. Because as it spiraled throughout the ages, it became the guidance for billions upon billions of people. And it either decreed for them, whether and the guidance came to them, showing them whether they would be in paradise or whether they would be in hellfire for their actions. And so it was the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
الله سبحانه وتعالى begins the surah by speaking of this night. Inna anzalnahu, the verily, we sent it down, and in brackets this Qur'an, fi laylatul qadr. Al-qadr, it has two meanings, and I think if you're familiar with the English translations, you'll notice that sometimes it's translated as the night of power, and sometimes it's translated as the night of decree. And the word qadr carries these meanings. It could either mean because of its noble and lofty status, Laylatul Qadr, meaning the noble night, or the lofty and noble status of this night. Because you would say in Arabic, فُلَانٌ عِنْدَهُ قَدْرٌ عِنْدَ الْمَلِكِ, that such and such a person has Qadr with the king, meaning that they have noble and lofty status. So Laylatul Qadr means the lofty status, the huge night, and the enormous a noble night of this Laylatul Qadr, of this night. Or it could mean the decree, as you would say in Arabic, Al-Qadha or Al-Qadr, which is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as people would, I think, falsely translate it as predestination or something like that, because the words in Arabic are much more than these words that the English people have. But it's the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say that it's called Laylatul Qadr because of things being decreed on this night, and we're going to explain that inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna, that indeed we, and again that's showing the lofty status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course He's the Lord of the universe. Inna, that indeed we, the majesty of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, anzalnahu. And you notice here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, Inna anzalna al-Qur'ana fi laylatul qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed we revealed it, which also shows the enormous and lofty status of the Qur'an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't even have to mention what it was that was sent down on this night, because of how enormous this thing, and that it already is understood with the people, that we revealed it in the night of Qadr. The Qur'an wasn't revealed all in one night, and we know this from the sunnah. We know that incidents would happen, and then Jibreel alayhi salam would come down with the revelation. So a person would ask, then how do we understand, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr, that we sent it down on Laylatul Qadr. And so, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, and this is narrated in Ibn Kathir, that he said that the whole Qur'an came down on this night to As-Sama al-Dunya. Meaning the entire Qur'an came down to the earthly heaven, all came down once, and then from there it came down piecemeal. You guys understand the word piecemeal? Came piece by piece to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In accordance with the events that would happen, but the entire Qur'an was sent down to Sama' al-Dunya on the night of Qadr. There are certain benefits that we can contemplate on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to reveal the Qur'an like this, being in piece after piece. Number one is that it makes it easy to memorize and to learn. Easy to memorize and to learn. Because if you just give someone like the whole Qur'an and say, go memorize this, obviously it's a very enormous task. And if the Qur'an was revealed in such a way, then you may have seen much more few people memorizing and actually taking it as part of their life, because it becomes hard. But when it was taken piece by piece, a surah was revealed, they would memorize it. Another surah was revealed, they would memorize it. And over the span of the 23 years, then there were many people who had learned the Qur'an. And we should see, like, even someone, they can go through 23 years, they can memorize the whole Qur'an. If they take it slowly, slowly, but at least they're doing something consistently, they can memorize the entire Qur'an. Another hikmah that we benefit from is that there would be, and there's obvious wisdom behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealing it in certain situations. So for example, when they thought that Aisha radiallahu anha had committed something with that sahabi in the desert, and everybody was saying things about her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after a while revealed down that she was innocent of what they're accusing. And so it became a lesson for the entire community after those moments of, you know, the tribulation that was happening in the community and how people were taking sides and commenting on what happened. And after they spent that time and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it, then the answer came to them. Now imagine if the whole Qur'an was revealed at once and it already mentioned that this was going to happen and so on. It wouldn't have the same effect. They wouldn't be living in the Qur'an. We also see the hikmah of the nasikh and mansukh, which is the abrogated verses. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give a ruling in the beginning, and then later on the ruling will be cancelled. Such as in the case of the khamr and the alcohol. And in other cases, the iddah and whatnot, and also when those people committed zina, there's different nasikh and abrogations. And so when the Qur'an came piece by piece like that, then the people could understand the wisdom in those nasikh and mansukh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 2, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And you'll see that وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ come in many surahs in many instances. What will make you understand what Laylatul Qadr is? We used to have, for those who are studying at the Ma'had or something, do you have a Ta'bir class? Ta'bir, yes? Okay, Ta'bir is, I think there's a restaurant in College Park called Ta'bir, right? I always say Ta'bir. Anyhow, Ta'bir is speech. Okay, and in speech class, the teacher will make us come up and give a speech to the people. We did like a Ma'had in the University of Medina also, learning Arabic. And so there was some Muslims, they're from Bangladesh, I'll say it. We're adding all the Muslim countries here. Anybody from Bangladesh? Okay. The brother from Bangladesh, they're actually very strong students. Okay, the Bangladeshi, they pick out, you know, very strong students from Bangladesh and they come to the University of Medina. And so everybody was getting up and they would just fumble in their speeches and they can't speak Arabic properly, you know, and like mafi, fi, and all that kind of stuff. And then this brother comes up and he starts talking about that we're supposed to describe al-hadiqa, the garden. Right, so he begins by saying, Al-Hadiqa, Mal-Hadiqa, Wa Ma Adraka Mal-Hadiqa. Right? You know, and everybody, just like he's like everybody's like, it's just a garden, right? Wa Ma Adraka, like, what me? And then he went on to describe, obviously he'd written it completely and he was like reading it as a speech off a piece of paper, but he had memorized the whole thing, beginning to end, and he was speaking for like 20 minutes, right, about the Hadiqa. But the reason that, like, people actually, they got angry that he had said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكُمُ الْحَدِيقَ. The reason they were getting angry is because whenever you use that in Arabic, it's for something very serious. It's for something that you need to pay attention to. Something that you need to be contemplating. So if someone just says like, oh, did you see the lunch? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا lunch, or something like that. And people are like, you know, you're playing with the word. Because وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, what will explain to you? Meaning that nothing can make you understand this, but here is a glimpse of this. And you'll see that coming in different ayat. And whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, what will make you understand? It's almost pulling the person to comprehend and try their best to learn about this thing and realize how significant and how important it is. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then begins speaking about the virtues of Laylatul Qadr. And there's three virtues that are there. And the first one in verse 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadri khayru min alfi shahr. So that's the first virtue, that it's better than 1,000 months. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the angels come down on this night, وَالْرُوحُ, and the ruh is Jibreel alayhi salam, fiha, on this night, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, by the permission of their Lord, مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْ, from all affairs, and we'll explain that inshaAllah. سَلَامٌ, and this is the third virtue, is that there's peace, هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ, that peace continues until the fajr, and the appearance of the dawn. And like I said, I'm going to go back and forth between the surahs. Here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا, in this ayah, this shows the blessing of this night, that the angels come down in delegations on this night because of the virtue of Laylatul Qadr. And we learn from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that when there is mercy and sakina and barakah in the people's gatherings, this is when the angels come down. And when there's obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there is disobedience to Allah azza wa jal, the angels leave and depart that place or that gathering. The examples of that, such as a person having a dog or pictures in their home. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the angels not enter a home which has pictures or a dog. That shows that this is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if the angels don't like it, that means that it's something disliked to Allah azza wa jal. And if the angels leave, that means that mercy is not coming down in this place. So it's not that, well, I don't really need the angels in my house anyway, someone thinking like that. No, it's pointing to the fact that mercy is being pulled out and sucked away because of this dog or because of these pictures in one's house. And so that just shows you how much, if a person has a picture, not think about, oh, there's a difference of opinion or something like that, they should pull it down and take the picture off their walls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadri khayru min alfi shahr. There was a man who did jihad for 1,000 months. And the companions, they said that who can do this? Because they would live longer lives and they had spent so much time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Laylatul Qadr. And as Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the great mufassirin of the ulama of the tafsir, he said that the actions, the fasting and standing in prayer on this day is better than to stand in prayer and fast for 1,000 months continuously on this day. And the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us to look for this in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ would wake up in these last 10 nights, he would those last 10 nights of Ramadan, he would spend them awake in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And not only that, but he would awake his family also. So his family members, it wasn't that he was just praying Qiyam and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would make sure that his family members were also doing it. And he would pitch up a tent in the masjid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would worship this. And they would say he would like tighten his izar, meaning that he would have no relations with his wives, marital relations with his wives in those last 10 nights, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, or sorry, the part about the salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ, that the peace comes, حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ, until the breaking of the dawn. And so what is that peace of the ulama? They mention that peace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't decree anything bad for humanity on that night. meaning things such as earthquakes or calamities to befall the people, it won't befall on that night. It's salam because of the virtue of this night. Hiya hatta mafal fajr. Other people said that it's salam, that it's peace, because the angels, when they come down, that they're passing peace and praying for those people who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning like the Sakina and all those angels being there, and the peace is spread to the believers who are spending this night in the ibadah of Allah azza wa jal. Of the signs of Laylatul Qadr, it's mentioned that on that day of Laylatul Qadr, it won't be a day of extreme heat or extreme cold. So if you see like a blizzard happening one night, that would be a sign that this is not going to be Laylatul Qadr. Another sign of it is that the morning after Laylatul Qadr, the sun will come up without intense sun rays. Meaning that, actually I was coming out of Masjid Nabawi one time, and the sun was coming up and the clouds were covering it, meaning you could look at the circle of the sun without the sun blocking out your eyesight. Or without the rays, like hitting your eyes and you have to avert your rays. You can look at it straight without those blinding sun rays. And it comes up like that, it might be a little cloudy or something like that. The sun comes up, and the brother that was with me, he said, "See this sun?" He said, "This is the kind of sun that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, that if the day after Laylatul Qadr, if the sun comes up like this, this was a sign that the night before was Laylatul Qadr." There was a question that I asked my students at Al-Huda school, and I said, "What night is Laylatul Qadr?" Right, and the kids went crazy trying to find what night it was. They'd say the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th. And a lot of Muslims think that, okay, here, the end of all is it, it's the 27th and there's no other night. And what's interesting, I was in one masjid. You have one masjid where they're following Saudi Arabia, the other masjid is following Isna, and you know how the moon sighting issue goes, right? And everywhere in North America. In this masjid, I guess they're following Isna or something like that. There was another masjid down the road that was following Saudi Arabia, and the days were not the same. So I was there in the masjid, I was leading the Taraweeh, is in Montreal, and on the odd nights, the masjid would become full. And I was sleeping in the masjid, it was more like a home, the masjid. And on the even nights, I would be the only one in the masjid at night. Right? And these are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So on the odd nights when the brothers would come in and stuff, I said, "Look, you know, I think you should search for Ramadan in the last 10 nights. And not just the odd nights, because the Saudi mosque down the road, if they do the same thing you're doing, someone's going to miss Laylatul Qadr." Right? And instead of saying like, "Yeah, we should come," and they go, "Do you know those Saudis?" And then they started the whole moon sighting issue from there. And I say, I rest my case. But the Prophet ﷺ taught us to search for it in the last 10 nights. Not just the odd nights. True, it could have the chance of the odd nights, but you don't know if you started on the right day or not. So you make sure that you search for it in the last 10 nights, inshallah. And it was kept hidden and of the obvious wisdom in that is that the Muslims would search for it. Would search for Laylatul Qadr. And I'm just going to give you an example of other things in the Sharia that were kept hidden so that the person would increase in their devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hour of Jum'ah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's an hour on Jum'ah, if someone makes a dua, that their dua will be accepted, it's kept hidden. And the ulama always like to like mention that even though there's only 24 hours in Jum'ah, there may be 60 opinions on what hour that is. Or even though there's only 10 nights in Ramadan, in the last 10 nights, there may be over 30 opinions of which night is Laylatul Qadr, even though there's only 10 nights. And that is so that the people would work hard in finding and searching out that hour. The greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ismul A'zam, was hidden from the people. Al-Ismul A'zam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made dua, with that name, istijab, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer that dua. And so, out of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person searches and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the names in hope that they'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Al-Ism Al-Azam, His greatest name subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also see that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our good deeds was hidden. meaning that we don't know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly pleased or accepted our deeds or not. So if someone goes for Hajj, some of them may be mistaken, like, oh, I'm promised paradise now, let me go home and stop praying. Right? So the acceptance has been hidden. We don't know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted our good deeds until we meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the person will continue to increase in their good deeds. And on the opposite side, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our bad deeds was also hidden. Meaning that if someone was to know, look, if I do this deed, Allah will forgive it, then they'll, you know, go forward in all those bad deeds. But the person always lives their life in fear that perhaps there may be a bad deed which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get so angry at them that He'll never forgive them after that. And there are hadith like that, where a person will make a statement, لا يلقي لها بالا, not even paying attention to what they say. They don't even recognize it. Even if you said to the person, you know, that was a major thing that you just said, they'll say, oh, was it? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they won't even pay attention to them. They'll be thrown into hellfire because of that word. They'll be plummeted into hellfire because of that. And they're in the dunya, they're not paying attention to what they're saying. And the Day of Judgment was kept hidden from us. And this is something that the Kuffar of Mecca kept asking the Prophet ﷺ. So when's the Day of Judgment? So when's the Day of Judgment? And a question that the Prophet ﷺ would hate. Because if someone knew that the year 2007 is the Day of Judgment, they'll say, look, we got party time until the year 2007. And as the days come closer and closer, and you saw how it was in the millennium, people running on the last day, you know, to go stock up. And then finally the fear came into them that the world is going to come to an end on the year 2000. Right? But because they know the day. And if someone understood when the Day of Judgment was, then they would prepare only for that day. But it was hidden from the person. Actually, the Day of Judgment begins for every human when they die. And no one knows when they're going to die. I'm going to read a line of poetry for you, talking about like these hidden things. For this poet, he said, وَكَمْ مِنْ عَرُوسٍ زَيَّنُوهَا لِزَوْجِهَا وَقَدْ قُبِضَتْ أَرْوَاحَهُمْ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, which means that how many brides, or how many, like speaking about the female here, زَيَّنُوهَا لِزَوْجِهَا, how many brides have they prepared for her husband, even though her soul was already decreed that it would be taken away on the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. The decree had come down. Her life was to be taken. And this actually meant, reading this in the tafsir book, it brought to mind, a brother was mentioning a story about these people who got married. And this is actually very recent. And they, kind of like after the marriage, to show their love for each other, they went bungee jumping together. And I guess they're a little heavy, right, in the jump, and the rope pulled a little too far, and they were killed. And he said, like, look at their eman. Look at how far and all their hopes and desires. This is marriage now. And they're like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and we're going to buy a house, we're going to get a car, we're going to do that. Let's just go bungee jumping and then we can start our life. And there was no life after that. وَقَدْ قُبِدَتْ أَرْوَاحَهُمْ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drew a box in the sand and he said, this is the qadr, this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a human. A person's in the middle, and then he made a line going outside of the box. And like they said, thinking outside of the box, this is the amal of a person, always thinking outside of the box. But the box, like he thinks that his life is going beyond this, but the box will come and surrounds him. It surrounds him and he doesn't realize that even though he's drawing the line outside of the box, that still that box surrounds him and his life will be taken when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees for it to be taken. This is Laylatul Qadr. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.